Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Tom McIntyre Stewart on with Charlotte Iserby, and I'm sure that all of my listeners by now, if they don't know who you are by now, they need to go and hide under a rock somewhere. So anyway, you were talking before I rudely interrupted you. Would you like to continue?
Right. Well, I'm talking about the role of Arizona in the whole restructuring charter schools, the Skinner method, and being probably one of the leading states in the fold with the Trotskyite Heritage Foundation, which is Trojan Horse, right? The ones that Carnegie gave the whole plan to use the schools to change America's capitalist economic system. Carnegie gave it to Heritage in 1980 when Reagan came in. So that basically what we're talking about is when I first went in and I received this, I was talking about Charles Heatherley, who was an undersecretary in the Department of Education when I arrived. Well, shortly when I got myself fired, he was not good, period, huh? He went out to Arizona, and he started whatever it's called, your heritage, Arizona's heritage. You can look it up, you know, mm-hmm. All the heritage affiliates. One is in every state. Some states use the word heritage, some don't. So I can always get the name for you if you want. But anyway, went out there and started that, you know, I would guess it would be around 1983 in Arizona. And so what happened, I'm moving to my Charlotte getting educated. So I'm in my office, and one day I receive a pile of paper from Congressman Eldon Rudd's office. He's your former congressman, one of them. And it has all of this documentation from this wonderful public school teacher, Ann Herzer. I'll give a little background on her. She ran for Arizona State Superintendent of Schools against Carolyn Warner back when. You probably weren't even alive then, huh? And
no, I was born in 71.
Okay, well, it might have been. You were alive, but certainly not following this kind of thing. And she had the nomination completely in the bag. She got the Republican nomination. And then she started, I think she discussed the Skinner method, which I'm going to discuss too, Pavlov, which is going in all over the country now, all over the world for global workforce training, right? Performance-based everything, results-based, competency-based, standards-based, outcomes-based, mastery learning, huh? Well, she was one of the first. She had to go through the training down in this inner, it was a school, but she was always assigned to help the inner city kids because she was the best in working with them. And so they had in-service training, which was run by one of the, sidekicks of an educator from Utah by the name of Esther Reed, close friend of Secretary T.H. Bell. Now, at the time when I first talked to her, I didn't know all this stuff. Very close friend of T.H. Bell. And Utah was the state that was funded by T.H. Bell to put outcomes-based education into every school in the nation. And that, I have that grant is on my son's website, American Deception. When I found that letter from Secretary Bell or from Birmingham, who was the state superintendent in Utah, telling Ted Bell, we will put outcomes-based, our pilot in Utah will put outcome-based education into every state in the nation. That was sent to me after I got fired by a wonderful career officer. Career folks, they're a lot better than these nasty Trotskyites that are leading us down the road. Yeah. She's a career educator in the U.S. Department of Ed who funneled a lot of good stuff to me after I was relieved of my duties. So anyway, in the office. I get this big brown envelope, and it's to Eldon Rudd, sent on to my office for an investigation of this Mastery of Reading Skinner program called ECRI, Exemplary Center for Reading Instruction. And my friend, who subsequently became my friend, is complaining about it with doctor statements about the method that's going in right now. Hello, folks. Common Core was the biggest diversion on earth. They need by starters for workforce training, which is the Skinner method. Your child is nothing but a dog or a pigeon to be trained, okay? So within this package, there are letters from doctors to Eldon Rudd saying how dangerous it is. The kids are getting sick. They're getting ticks. You know, they're scratchy, allergies, everything, et cetera. And complaining, with Ann Herzer's complaint about the in-service training she had to go through. So she went through the in-service training with other traditional great teachers at the time. They were great. And they all quit. And so she's complaining that because they couldn't stand the training because they were being given the pigeon training too. Right. So she quits and she does huge research on it. Well, anyway, so I get this letter and package. She's asking for the federal government to stop this funding of Skinner for workforce training. She's very smart. She knows the whole thing. Her father-in-law is a doctor and has done all the medical studies on what the cruelty that takes place with animal experimentation in this area of behavior modification. So I get this, and I think, oh, my God, what on earth is this? So I wait until I go home to my apartment, and I call her out in Arizona, and I say, hello, you know, I haven't met her yet. And so I say, well, I've got your package, and she says, oh, she's really still fiery gal, lovely person, I love her. Ann Herzer, great heroine that has been absolutely destroyed by the conservatives who got the word out. I'd hate to tell you what the Christian conservatives called her in a letter she got a hold of, mass mailing, because she didn't like the Skinner method. They got this mass mailing out. She should have sued that group, huh? But anyway, I'm talking to her.
The fake conservatives.
Fake. I hate to put it at the feet of the Christian fundamentalists, because they're the ones are using the method all over the place.
Well, they were brainwashed from a long time ago.
Yes, in their ACE curriculum, Accelerated Christian Education. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
They love it, especially in Texas, Donna Garner.
Oh, my God, yeah, what a mess.
Yeah, okay, we can talk about her later. But okay. So I get through to Annie, and so she's telling me how awful it is, and that Secretary T.H. Bell is a traitor, and he's this and he's that, all terrible words. And I thought, you know, I said, well, I don't know, you know. He seems to be, I don't know much about him. I just arrived here, but, you know, I'm sure he doesn't know anything about this. Well, I thought she, you know, I thought she's going to have a heart attack. I thought I was going to have one with her response, huh? She screamed and yelled at me, and she said, you don't understand. You don't know how evil that man is. And I said, look, maybe I better call you back some other time. All right, I did. We hung up, huh? She said, he knows exactly what he's doing. Look him up in my index. Look him up. Look up the book he wrote, A Performance Accountability System for Administrators. That's a book he wrote that even the head of the Utah Education Association by mistake warned a state board of ed person here from Maine, said before Bell was confirmed, I hope that the Senate committee, never reads that book he wrote. I have it. I have several copies. Well, anyway, that's how bad.
I wouldn't mind giving that a perusal.
yeah, I got it. Look, I can give it. You can get it now. You couldn't. We had to go down to the Library of Congress to get it out. You know what happened? because he'd let Orrin Hatch know, because at that time I wasn't in an apartment. I was working with a gal who worked at Heritage, who quit too at Heritage. But I was working with her, and we were asked by the Senate committee, this gal and myself, to write questions for the Senate committee confirming Bell to use at the hearings, huh? So we wrote all the questions.
Okay.
And one of them was, could you tell us anything about your book, Performance Accountability, whatever it is for administrators? And so we thought we were so smart, you know, us two, huh, girls. Well, my friend's husband is a lawyer, and we showed it to him at dinner, and he said, you know, you two are pathetic. What a bunch of donuts. Why you tell Hatch that from Utah, because he's very close to Bell, close to Ethna Reed. Why did you tell him that, to ask that question? And we said, well, we just thought it was important, you know? And then
Whoops.
He said, I'll tell you one thing. You go on down the Library of Congress and you look for that book. So we do. Gone. 24
wow.
hours after Hatch got that list of questions for Ted Bell, the book was taken out by Hatch.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, Annie herself would get back to her running for Commissioner of Education later.
Uh-huh.
Also, she and a wonderful black teacher, music teacher, art teacher from Phoenix went to Washington, D.C., with a statement from the whole Arizona Federation of Teachers signed off by every single one of them to stop this program. Al Shanker, head of the AFT, tabled it. Tabled the AFT's request to have this program, which is all over the country now, it came in under the Reading Excellence Act. Look that one up. Donna Garner.
It's the Reading Excellence Act?
Yes, it's in my book, Reading Excellence Act. You use Skinner to teach reading, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, Annie, I talked to her, and she's just furious. I finally get through to her, and we have because I'm at home, and I listen, and I understand. I understand exactly. Am I still in the department? No, I'm out, I guess. I talked to her, and then she became my mentor. She taught me everything about it because her father-in-law, as I said, was a doctor and had done all the research, and we had all the papers, the photographs of the inhumanity of it with animals and all this stuff. And so then I become very close friend, like a sister to her. I visit Arizona. My husband goes out there. We go on trips to the Baja Peninsula. Is that what it's called? We're very, very close. And
yeah.
I write back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum. And a 39-page book. And there's a quote in there from Jeanette Veach, a top educator, professor in the field of reading. And she just says, this is, I don't know the direct quote, but this is the most damaging, evil method ever devised. This is out of the mouth of a professional educator. So what's going in right now? Thank you, Betsy DeVos. Thank you. Thank you, Trump. Thank you, Neil Kahn. Thank you, all of you.
You know, yeah. I've been trying to tell people, you know, among the community of listeners that are little Trumpers, I've been trying to tell them that Trump is basically neocon light.
Oh, yeah,
And he's just surrounded himself with them. I kind of fell for it. I actually really kind of thought. I wanted to have a little bit of hope, you know what I mean? But,
You know, so anyway, what happens then? So then I'm out there. I'm trying to get her. Okay, she's trying to get elected the commissioner, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. superintendent. So she's on the ballot against Carolyn Warner. Then guess what? All of a sudden, the money stops coming in because the corporations found out. You know, they were supporting her, I guess. They found out, we've got someone running for commissioner against Carolyn Warner who doesn't like the Skinner method. And we need that for the Soviet workforce trading.
Yeah.
So she never gets elected. Warner gets back in. That's a very good story. You've got it right in your, in Arizona. This great American who taught Charlotte everything she ever knew about the evil method, which is more, that's the destruction of the soul.
Yeah.
You know, look, C.S. Lewis said it. I always quote him. When training, which is what's going into every state right now under whatever you want to call it, standards, whatever, Chamber of Commerce up to its eyeballs since 1945, their agenda, in putting in vouchers, right?
Yeah.
School choice charters, vouchers.
You know, I was so sold on that stuff for, oh my God, it's just like, I'm glad that I, God bless my wife, she really showed me a lot of this stuff, but I really couldn't believe it. I figured, you know, what could be the harm? Get him out of the public schools. And, oh, I was sold on that, like Kool-Aid.
Well, all the schools are now going to have it because, and that's the tragedy, these poor parents, while they were talking about Common Core, which we've had since the NAEP National Assessment was devised, except no computers, you know.
Right.
Much more dangerous now, but we've had Common Core for years, and that was the diversion that they used. And I even have a screenshot where they talked about this, and how they were using that in order to get the names of the parents and all who signed up to go against Common Core, so that they could they use those parents to get school choice charters. After we have that evidence out of Heartland, down in wherever Jane Robbins, Joy Pullman, Hillsdale, American Principles, Pioneer. I'm naming all of them right now. I'm glad you're doing this interview. This is the whole story, really, that I just am doing off the top of my head. These evil people, and they are the Trojan horse. Well, anyway, so Annie doesn't, you know, she doesn't win. We go all over the Indian reservation down there, and, you know, she's that great that she's trying to help the Indians. The poor Indian kids are all being put through the Skinner thing, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, and the blacks have been used ever since Brown versus Board of Education got the integration thing. And the major thing there was that, and people don't ever talk about this, what did that allow? That allowed the beginning of regionalism, didn't it? How?
Yes.
Think hard. Busing. Those little black kids. We're bused 2-3 hours a day over state borders and over county borders. So they got that in. That was the key right there. And then...
It's always under the guise of something else.
Yes. And then they turned it over, Brown versus Board of Education, because Carnegie had funded Gunnar Myrdal out of Sweden, who's a communist who signed, Humanist Manifesto 1. Carney funded Gunnar Myrdal to draw up Brown versus Board of Education. Now, Myrdal understood that he didn't understand the blacks very well. I don't ever call them African Americans because they're blacks. They're black Americans. I'm a Scottish American. We're all, it doesn't make any difference. We don't call
it.
I don't call myself Scottish American. So these
Americans
are the blacks. It's a lot easier than saying African American. They are Americans. They fought in our wars more than many, look, the majority probably.
Surely.
Yes. And, you know, so I'm talking about the use of them, the experimentation on this group of American citizens who fought in our war, are great people, and had they been left alone and not experimented with and used, we wouldn't have the problems we have now in the inner cities, et cetera. They were targeted for the restructuring of American education. Now, people are going to say, oh, how? I'm going to say because James Block, one of the top professors were William Spady, Bloom, Skinner, and all, said, I can't think of a single inner-city school that hasn't experimented with... Hello, Donna Garner.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Mastery Learning Direct Instruction. Now, okay, they did it from when, 1965 on to right now. So
well,
what's that
kinda,
experiment?
Isn't that funny that from 65 till now, In these inner city black communities, they've gone from being, there was a very high percentage of black Americans that were married, that had the father home, that all these other things. And then from 65 on, around the 60s on, all of that was completely turned on its head.
Well, just look up Edith Kermit Roosevelt in my book.
Okay.
And you will see the Carnegie curriculum for, I think it was in Chicago. Of course, there was a Chicago Mastery Learning Program that even Education Week said it was a human disaster of enormous proportions. That was Benjamin Bloom. That was from 1968 to 1982 or something, with half the inner city kids in ninth grade dropped out. But Roosevelt found this Carnegie-funded reading program, which has the little blacks filling in. They have a picture of a porch and someone on the porch with a torch. And the children are meant to write in torch, you know, T-O-R-C-H. Now, that's the beginning of the brainwashing, the class warfare. I know everything about it. Well, anyway, let's go back to Brown versus Board of Education.
Yep, Brown, yep.
So what they do, they bring in, instead, because what's his name, Gunnar Myrdal, thinks he doesn't know enough about blacks or education for that matter. He signed the Humanist Manifesto. So they bring in the anthropologists. They bring in Ruth Benedict and Frank Boas and another one whose name always escapes me. It's difficult. And they put them to work, right? Well, they come up with a curriculum to use the blacks as animals to be trained, huh?
Yeah.
Which is the restructuring going in right now. Now, you know, I would ask back when people, nobody listened to me anyway, but, you know, back in the 90s or early part of the century, I talked to my fancy friends in Greenwich, right, Connecticut and all, said, what's going on in your school? You know, honestly, I'm looking at stuff. It's just driving me crazy because I happen to be looking at the inner city schools, I guess, a lot of them. And they say, right, oh, nothing. Oh, it's just wonderful. We've got this great English literature teacher dealing with, you know, Shakespeare, and we're teaching everything right, and, you know, grammar. I said, oh, huh? Yeah, they wouldn't dare do it in those places where the parents might go in and raise holy hell.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they targeted the inner cities. And now I've got the proof. If you look at my article, Experimentation with Minorities, the documentation is all there. It's on my website.
Yeah, I'm on your website right now.
They used the inner city for how long? They were restructuring education according to the Soviet system, which is no grades, no competition, Darwin.
Oh, yeah.
And workforce training. Okay. That's polytechnical education, which, thank you, Betsy DeVos. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. Thank you, T.H. Bell. I say thank you to a lot of teachers like Ann Herzer for educating Charlotte.
Right.
That's the only reason the word ever got out. I wrote the 39-page book, incredible little book. I would go back at now, and I've been beat up so much that I'm mad at myself. I think I'm rotten, you know? I mean, eventually when people say bad things about you or ignore you, you figure out you're a pretty useless person. So I go back and I look at that book and I think, my God, about 39-page book, it tells you everything in 1985 about what was going on in the Department of Ed, how education was going to be restructured for workforce training, and academics was going to go down the tubes. It was all going to be standards-based, outcomes-based, Skinnerian, and all the quotes from the educators, from T.H. Bell, the one I'm just talking about, Effective School Report, everything is in that book. Now, guess what happened? The minute it came out, Eagle Forum boycotted it.
Really?
Yes, Eagle Forum. Donna Garner, who's the head of Eagle Forum in Texas, too? Uni Smith, down in wherever, Tennessee or whatever. Boycott, right from the beginning. And they said, oh, nobody's going to understand it, you know. Charlotte she wrote that because she was sour grapes for getting fired. Well, no, I got myself fired, didn't I? I made a conscious decision to take all those documents out of the department before I leaked the articles. I leaked the grant, human events. I got myself fired. Well, they wanted to say I was sour grapes, right? So that was the first boycott. Then came Soviet agreements with the Soviet Union. Boycott. Then comes everything I've ever written. What did I do? Deliver Dumbing Down. Boycott. Never by the left. The left didn't boycott that book.
That's a good point.
The left professors used that book.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I found out from a friend who works for the head of one of the laboratories in New England. She works for him, and she didn't know I'd written a book. She told me a while back, she said, I had it in the kitchen. She looked at it, she said, where'd you get that book? And I said, well, I wrote it. And she said, that book is the book that my boss, who's the director of the Northeast Regional Lab, that book, he won't let me move it from his side table. Because it is so correct. Everything he's wanting to put in, he wants the research on the background of it. And he gets it from your book. Well, anyway, that was boycotted, of course.
Well, you know, the leftists that are not Marxist ideologues, they want the same thing that we do. They want their kids educated, right?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I think that the hardest people to talk to is conservatives. Because so brainwashed with this neocon garbage.
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh, Charlotte, I deal with that problem all the time. All the time, still. You would think that I've been doing this long enough and trying to explain to them who created the neoconservatives and how it all went wrong. But, I mean, these people are just, they are so ingrained into the minds of conservative America. It's like,
I would swear I'd rather convert a leftist to conservatism than I would a neoconservative.
But I'll tell you, I got along, I'm not kidding you, with the real leftist top change agents in the state, in the Department of Ed, pretty well. You know, I mean, whenever they have some sort of a conference and they bring in Ron Brandt or head of the AFCD or whatever, you know, Ron would say, you know, hey, Charlotte, come on over, sit next to me. Because we could talk. It was the same with my change agent superintendent when I was a school board. Mm-hmm. He liked me. He'd lie about me to the newspaper the next day, but I found out he was, you know, he was involved in, you know, some whatever stuff, you know, and I found out about a meeting that was being held about why do people drink, huh? And he said, well, I've always got to be in control. That's my problem, control. And he's a Marxist change agent, really. But I liked him. He was good with kids. Anyway, he says, there's only one person in town I can't control. And I found this out from the wife of the guy who was involved in the AA meetings, right? Uh-huh. She had to call me and tell me, you're not meant to do that, but she did. And she said, and then he said, this one person in town he couldn't control, who he was going to lie about in the newspaper tomorrow morning, right, was mm-hmm. Charlotte Isherbeek. And he said, she's my favorite person in town. I mean, look, you see, we've got to get, you're right. Look, what is the one difference between the left and the right? Now, we know about, you know, the banks, and we know about the Rothschilds and the Federal Reserve and all that stuff.
It would be easier for me to say that we have the same enemy, even though the Federal Reserve and all of that is part of the Communist Manifesto, the central banking scheme.
You have to think of the public-private partnerships. You know, I was laying all over the White House on that. Reagan. Hmm? Reagan, he's Weinberger. Weinberger, interesting.
Well, I call him Red Nani.
Red, good, thank you. But the thing is that basically the left will be defending the poor. They do have more empathy, I think. The right wing, they're corporate. Most of the leadership, wealthy. Look at this Council for National Policy. Look at the Koch brothers, huh? Look, these are people who put money before conscience. And so, if you look at the Soviet system, the merger of the public and private sector, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's in the communist
corporate fascism. Yeah.
Yeah. So, here I am over at the White House liaison with Reagan's White House private sector initiative. And I dared to say, well, goodness me, this looks like corporate fascism.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at, we didn't know that. I mean, I don't see anybody looking at it like
oblivious.
That. I said, well, I don't see it any other way. So that is why the right-wing conservatives have turned out really to be our enemy, more so than the left. The left really still cares, even when it comes down to, I have the old papers on Skinner, when it comes down to the use of the method, I have really good quotes from top computer courseware developers, scientists and all, saying, look, you don't have to be a liberal or conservative, but you have to have a conscience.
Yes.
If you don't agree with what's going on in that courseware, you don't do it. Now, you try to tell that to a conservative, because they want money out of it. It's money. It boils down to money. And so I have become their worst nightmare. And that's why I am boycotted by the whole conservative movement.
Well, not the whole conservative movement, my dear.
How much is left? 1%? That's good.
I'd probably say maybe 3/4 of that.
3/4 of that, right?
1%, right.
Have you ever?
I call myself, you know, if I had to pin it down, I call myself a paleo conservative.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because have you ever, you know, the proof is right there. It's That letter I wrote to Phyllis Schlafly?
Uh-huh. I read it. Oh, yeah, I did read that.
The thing is, don't just read my letter to Phyllis. Look at the attachments. Where you have Lamar Alexander, Malcolm Forbes, Chester Finn, Gene Allen Heritage, you have all these names you know that are admired by conservatives, signing off with the National Education Association's plan. Did you hear me?
Yes.
National Education Association's plan, their letter is there from the NEA to the Washington Education Association discussing putting in school choice and charters lifelong. Look at those letters. You'll see Empower America. You know how we got that? The editor of my book went with this wonderful Australian researcher to an Empower America. That's Bill Bennett, the whole crowd, Chester Finn, Alexander, all of them. Mm-hmm. And was late getting there. The two of them went. They were snuck in there. Mm-hmm. And they were late. And the guy next to them, an educator, said, mm-hmm. Oh, it's too bad you missed the first part. Don't worry, I'll send you a whole package, which he did. He did. And that's how we got that, which I attached to the letter to Phyllis. We got all those letters signed by neoconservative Trotskyites to put in the Soviet system. That's the smoking gun. Have you ever looked at the letters?
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, in the beginning I didn't really because I had written Phyllis. And I figured maybe she would read. I don't know if she ever read it. She never responded.
I'm
very close to Phyllis. She stayed in my house overnight. I know Phyllis very well because I actually wrote Child Abuse in the Classroom. I never got credit
for
that.
I've respected her for a long time.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And I still do because of the work she did on ERA and the great books she wrote, like Kissinger on the Couch and all, you know, I always did. But for some reason, Phyllis was controlled. I remember when Ronald Reagan signed those agreements with Gorbachev,
uh-huh.
Emerged the two systems, and Carnegie with the Soviet Academy of Science. I said to her, hey, Phyllis, listen, why don't you write an article on the Tax Exempt Foundation's role, like Carnegie?
Yeah.
She looks at me, she says, oh, Charlotte, I could never do that. And I said, well.
Why on earth not?
I just said, I guess I meant to. And she said, well, you can if you want to. I can't you hear that voice? I'm good on it. I'm really good on Phyllis's voice.
Yeah, you actually are pretty good on it.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. And anyway, so, I mean, I've just been around too long. I mean, what is this? We're going over time. Huh? Aren't we meant to do an interview now?
You know what?
Maybe we did it.
We are. I've been recording.
Huh. Well, you know,
you're like this bottle of information that, you know, when you take the top off of it, it just keeps flowing out. So, I'm going to enjoy going back over this and looking into some of the things that I haven't heard about, especially the Arizona, what's going on here in Arizona.
Oh,
I just moved here. I haven't been here long.
Well, it's really Annie Herzer. She's about a little younger than I am. I mean, what they did to her, what Bob Simons, I'm telling you, did, he was very important in the Christian conservative movement, mm-hmm. and they were all pushing this ACE program, Accelerated Christian Education, you know, computers, Skinner and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Annie was fighting it, and I was, and by mistake, one of our marvelous people who went after school choice right from the beginning, Don Bell, it's in Don Bell's report, one of the old reports, the great Don Bell, Ginny found the, what you call a smoking gun, mm-hmm. on the use of tax money in education, and it says right there that this was under the, what was it called, Head Start and whatever, for the less affluent kids. I can't remember right now. But the legislation is there, and it says that any entity that takes care of children during a 24-hour period and takes federal money must conform their curriculum, their menu at lunch, what hangs on the walls, etc., to federal standards. You see, that is what should have been used by the conservatives. They never would post anything I did on charter schools or anything, because that's what charter schools are, federally funded with no elected boards, which is why we fought the revolution over that one, I think. Hello, people. You know what happened, you know, up in Boston? Remember the Tea Party?
Mm-hmm.
What was it over? Taxation.
Taxation, yeah.
Without representation. And the key here right now is that the federal, state, and local budget for education is over $1 trillion. And that exceeds the budget of the Department of Defense. Now, when we give up voting on that item, right, that's the beginning, unraveling of our representative form of government. I've tried to say it over and over and over again. I don't know. They're brain dead. These people are brain dead. I don't care when this goes out in radio. It's very late. They're brain dead.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you.
It's heartbreaking. They're good people. You know, these are really good people. I don't know what happened. It's like a virus. A virus.
It's a virus of evil, and it blinds people.
Yeah.
People are blinded. Most people, Charlotte, most people, if I believed in my heart that most of the people involved in this all knew what they were doing, I would just move to Argentina or Thailand or something, and I'd just give up.
Why don't you try Mars?
Well, yeah, but as long as I have wind in my lungs, I'm going to keep trying.
Well, I'm so glad you're there, and John, you know, Stuttmuller and all. There are about 10 of us now, I think. What do you think? The numbers of radio, alternative radio, that still are able to get the word out, the truth?
I'd say that you're probably right, Rents. John, a couple of the folks on our network.
We've got Rents, John, you've got Power Hour, Brigman, he's good.
Uh-huh.
And who? There are. Let me see who else. You've got. Pete's okay, but he's got to bone up a bit. Pete Centrilli.
Well, his presentation is. I think he recognizes when he hears something that's of extreme value. But Pete will even tell you, I'm meat and potatoes, and you know, I just do the. But he, you know. But he gives a platform, right? So
yes, his heart's in the right place. You know, let's put it there. His heart. Yes. The other ones are. Well, Alex. You know, I did Alex. The greatest interview that he was ever done was you know, that great guy who quit. You know, he came up here. He and Melissa.
Oh, Aaron and Melissa Dice.
Aaron.
I love. Aaron and Melissa Dice.
Aaron came up with Rob Dew, and they did that Around the World interview, which is fabulous, with all the plugged in, all the different places that I'd lived. You've seen it, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and I love it because I hardly have to do my memoirs for my grandchildren.
Right.
And it was just magnificent. You know, professionally done. It was, and Alex allowed it, of course. And Alex, at that time, was doing good interviews, and I
he was
excellent. Really letting
he was.
Him get out. Then,
but he sold out to the neoconservatives. I hate to say it.
Oh, he did. And you know when it happened? Was I think it did. But this is one point, certainly, is when I did an interview with Alex right after the updated version of my deliberate dumbing down.
Yeah.
which had the updates very short, and it dealt with school choice and charters, and Scottish Rite and Carnegie funding of the original values-destroying programs in the 1940s. That was important research I just had recently found, which shows the Masonic influence as well as Carnegie in funding the horrible values destruction. Mm-hmm. So that was in there with along with charter school stuff. Well, Alex did a good interview. He really looked great. I think he's starting to lose weight, and he talked well. He's very not screaming and yelling and talking about the updated version of the book. Uh-huh. And then, bang.
Tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He was contacted.
Yeah.
By whom? I guess maybe DeVos, because I looked at the sales. I can do that at Amazon.
Uh-huh.
I can check who buys my stuff. And I was looking at the sales of the updated version, the smaller book of Deliver Coming Down. And there was Rick DeVos, who bought several copies.
Really?
Yeah. Just around that exact time. Then Alex drops me like a rock. I've never heard from him since.
Wow. Well, you know, Aaron and Melissa Dykes had
issues with...
Aaron visited us about 4 months ago here
mm-hmm.
with Melissa. Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Yes, and they had big issues.
Yeah. Yeah, they signed non-disclosure agreements, so they couldn't really talk about it. But they kind of let people know without letting them know. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, it's very foggy. When they were here for dinner and overnight, you know, I tried to get a little more out of air.
They can't. They just can't.
Melissa. She gave me a lot more than he would. But anyway, they're doing
well. We're being recorded. I might have to edit that part out. I don't want to get him in trouble.
You can edit anything out you want. Actually, there might be other stuff that has to be edited out too.
So far,
you know what? And anyway,
I just love them so much.
Is that enough for today?
Oh, is that enough for today? No. Not. I mean, unless you have to go.
The one we were going to do, was it going to be recorded?
Yes.
I thought I didn't know it was live or not.
No, it doesn't matter,
I can keep talking, yes.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I really am interested in because of my... We just released an article. I did a 3-hour interview with Ammon Bundy. And he's just salt of the earth kind of people. Those folks are they're like true paleo conservatives, limited government. And the problem that they're having is that they're genuine, and the majority of the conservatives out there don't realize how badly they're right. So you know what I'm talking about. One of the things that I wanted to get into is this community-oriented policing.
Oh, yeah. You want to really get into that one? I can tell you.
Yes, yes.
I really can. I mean, I have come to the conclusion that, you know, there's several reasons why Sam, they want to take Sam down twice. And I can look back and I can say, oh, well, you know, my big mouth ever since for 40 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, going up again, I go against Heritage, I go against Reagan, there are all sorts of reasons. Getting fired from the department, So I'm not popular, but then I recognized early on, a little bit before Detective Wirtz, is for you and me. Welcome to the face. Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.